Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. Okay, I feel like this is going to be an unhinged episode because before we pressed record, Deep T was like, I'm in an unhinged mood today and I'm scared.
I am kind of in a, I'm in a give zero Fs kind of mood today.
Yeah, what's up with you? Typically you're like, you're like more like poised and refined, but today you're like... Let me just like wreck havoc.
I think it's because of the rain. It's raining in Chicago. It's got me. I'm like, where's the sun? And I'm just angry, you know? I'm just kidding.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm actually really excited for this episode. I know that I say that for every episode, but this one I'm actually looking forward to because we are talking about one of our highest requested topics, which is dating as main cast members from a popular reality TV show that was seen by like 60 million households. And so let me tell you.
That's a very specific number, 60 million.
I feel like that's what I read or heard like when our season came out, that 60 million households watched the show, which is a lot of households.
That's a lot. Are we every household name? Probably not.
So I think it's different because like if you compare viewership to like the Bachelor franchise, obviously we're much higher than them, but like we're in so many more countries. Like we are international. Yeah. And I think our show shows in like, is it 100 countries?
I think so. Something like that.
So I actually heard that we're a little bit less popular than the Bachelor franchise, like within the US, but like obviously our show is seen by more people because it's international.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Spit your facts, honey.
I also might be just like making this up. I feel like someone told me, but I can't remember who told me.
Wait, can I tell you? I often make up facts and I just am very confident in when I deliver them and people are like, wow. And no one questions it. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. 60 million households, baby.
But here's the thing about me is like when I hear a fact, I never fact check myself. And so I'm that person where like false information gets spread because I just like, I'll hear something and just like spread it. So I'll be like, I don't remember who told me.
That's funny because you fact check me all the time. You're like,
I think that it's actually someone from the Netflix PR team told me that. I'm pretty sure.
We're probably at 61 million now.
Yeah, probably. But anyways, I think that we have like a unique perspective to share because like, I'm not going to lie, it has been crazy dating post Love is Blind. Like, I'm not saying this in like a show off way, I promise. But when you have a blue check mark, so many other blue check marks come like slithering in, like little.
Absolutely. Like, I'm like, where? Snakes. I've never heard of you. Little snakes.
Yeah. So we're excited to like answer your questions about it. If you guys don't follow our Instagram page, Out of the Pods, that's where we gather all the questions for these episodes and where we see your comments and funny stories. So please follow that page if you are a regular listener of us, because that's how you can communicate with us. And we are using the questions that we gathered from you guys to kind of like lead this episode. So I'm excited to see what you guys asked.
Yeah. Should we get into it? Wait, didn't you want to share something before we got into it from last episode?
Oh, yeah. So in our last episode where we interviewed Tiff Durr from The Ultimatum, Queer Love, Deep D and I also talked about you know, whether we would date younger men. So it was off of a story of where I met a 25-year-old at an event. I'm 31. And I was asking Deepti, like, would you date someone in their mid-20s, considering we're in our early 30s? And I think that we both said no.
I think and I then, would say kind of yes. Well, not as...
Now you're saying yes? Not,
no, I wouldn't say 25, but I would date 20s. Like 27, 28 is my cutoff, I think.
Okay. So is mine. I think like 28... It's my cutoff, but we received so many messages from women in successful relationships with men in their mid-20s. So they're like in their early 30s or even older. And they're like, it actually works. I think it comes down to like maturity and just like ultimate compatibility. They're like, don't knock people for their ages unless they're like, you know,
yeah,
like way too young. So I was like, okay. But...
I totally agree with that sentiment, actually. Yeah. Maturity can come in any age, I think.
So but, I was like, okay, that kind of changed my perspective, like reading the stories we received from people in successful relationships with younger men. And I was like, I mean, I definitely would be, I guess, now open to it after reading those stories to like date a 25-year-old at this age. I just don't think I would like... actively go for like a 25-year-old. But if it like happens, like I was like, oh, we're compatible, I think I would like consider it.
Does this mean you're going to date your crush?
Who's my crush? The 25-year-old?
The 25-year-old.
That I met? No. No.
You would be open to it though now. Thank you, viewers and listeners, for convincing Natalie to take a shot at a 25-year-old. Like shoot your shot.
I'm not going to shoot my shot. He, first of all, doesn't even live in Chicago. I don't even know where he's from. It was just like, we chatted for like maybe 10 minutes and then went our separate ways. It was like nothing.
Yet he's still on your mind.
Dun, no. Dun, dun. The reason why he was on my mind is because when I was talking to him and like we talked about our ages, I was like, this is a good thing to bring up on the podcast. So I took a little note.
That's where your brain is wired to think about the podcast. You're like, oop.
Yeah, I literally, like, the moment that conversation finished, I went into the notes section on my phone and I was all like, dating 25-year-olds. Topic.
How do we feel
about
it?
And then I wrote his name. I was like, I almost said his name.
What's that? I know. I was like, oh, don't do that.
And then that's why his name was in my head. But if you guys want a update on that relationship with the doctor I was dating. That is like severely on the way down. It is like, I think I'm also like not that into it. So I'm like kind of like fading back a little bit because when I called him by that 25-year-old's name, like it's not that big of a deal, but I feel like it randomly really hurt him. And then it made things kind of like awkward between us.
Yeah.
Imagine if he's listening to this podcast being like, what?
I can't believe that's his non-negotiable. Can't call me by a different name ever. Which I get it, but like it's not that big of a deal. You know?
Yeah, I think it bothered him. Yeah, I think it bothered him way more than I feel like it should have.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe he was triggered by it because of something in the past. Who knows?
I know, maybe. I don't know. Well, anyways, that's the update. So,
you know, someone asked about an update about my dude from a couple months ago, too. And just to let everyone know, that is slow burn. I knew you were going to say something.
Okay. When Deepti initially used the word slow burn in one of our previous episodes, and everyone was like, you have the wrong definition, she still uses it wrong. She still thinks slow burn. She still thinks that slow burn means that you slowly like fade away. No, it's like a relationship slowly grows. So it really messes with me when you use the word slow burn.
Honestly, I don't care. You know what? You got to learn my definition of this word, of this phrase.
It's Deepti's world and vocabulary, and we're all living in it.
I mean, people just like you and I made up these meanings, so... It makes more sense to call it a slow burn, honestly. And that's what's happening with this person.
Okay, so, I mean, like, why is it slow burning, aka why are you fading?
It's only because we live in different areas of the country. Like, he's literally on the other side of the country right now, you know, trekking across mm-hmm. the way. And there's just no way to maintain the relationship. But he is still fun to talk to. You know, wait, I have a question for you. Do you still use Snapchat?
No, I got rid of that maybe 2 years ago.
2 years ago. I still use Snapchat and we randomly just snap each other pictures and things like that. But that's the extent of the relationship.
Pictures of what?
Like whatever we're doing. Sometimes it's cute pictures of me. Sometimes it's cute pictures of him. Sometimes it's the view. It's cute. It's like a little bit of hey, this is what I'm doing.
I would never send a photo of myself to a man I'm dating. I would send it to a boyfriend because I was like, you know, you've seen the worst of me anyways. But like, I couldn't seriously take a selfie of myself and send it off.
I'm not going to lie to you. I am a selfie queen. I love a selfie and I look great in selfie. So I just, you know, I'd use it to my advantage, baby. I always get a little drool face back. Or a little fire emoji. I'm like, check done.
I feel like the last time I sent a selfie and it was to my ex like years ago, he was all like, ew, what's on your face? And it's like a little like, I had like 3 pimples on my forehead.
Please.
And I remember it so vividly because I was like, I'll never send a selfie again.
I think it's weird when I send a selfie in like a text message, but if it's on Snap, I feel way better about it. It only exists for like 10 seconds or however long they keep it open. And then it's gone forever. Kaboom.
Yeah, no, I don't have Snap. I don't know. I like keeping my apps to minimum. But I used to be a big like Snapchat queen back in the day. Like I thought it was such a fun way to like communicate keep with your touch. Friends and stuff. Yeah. But it just got too much. Like I didn't like getting snaps and snapping back. I also didn't like it when I was dating in the past and men would ask for like my Snapchat and that would become their like primary like means of communication. And it was, I was just like, you know what? I'm just getting rid of it. Like,
oh, that's so funny. It actually does give me the ick when men now at my age, if I'm like seeing a man that's also similar to me in age, I'd be like, why are you asking for my Snapchat? You're too old for this. But I'll snap my younger man. Is that unhinged of me?
It's kind of unhinged. What's going on? Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm just, you know, this episode is probably going to make me rethink some things and assess how I approach love.
But should we like go into the questions that we received from our listeners? Because I'm kind of really excited to get into this.
Me too. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. First question. What was your relationship history prior to Love is Blind?
Where do I even start? Do you have another 2 hours for this?
You could just read Deep D's book.
Oh, yeah. I choose myself. Please go get it. It's on Amazon. Wow, relationship history. Okay, I'm just going to start with like the big ones. I've always been a relationship girl. Like I don't usually date too much. I just go straight into a relationship. But I dated somebody in college for like 3 years. And that was like such an eye-opening thing for me because it was my first boyfriend ever. But I do have to say the biggest impact was my last relationship before I came on to Love is Blind. It was a 6-year relationship and that dude cheated on me. And I'm laughing about it now because I'm in a good place, but damn, that broke my heart. Well, it's crazy because we had such a tumultuous relationship and he was somebody that I reconnected with from high school. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, just in that reconnection, I thought it was something special. And I was like, oh my God, I found my person. I finally moved to Chicago. And I was like, it was like hard finding new friends. So I like reconnected with him. But dude, it was such a rocky relationship. And he cheated on me at like 3 years into our relationship. And I went back to him for another 3. I know. I know. Wait, can I tell you a story about how I found out he was cheating?
Yes, please. I think I kind of know it. I think I know the story, but please please share again.
the first time I found out that like something suspicious was happening. So it was the Cubs game, or the Cubs just won the World Series. And it was
remember that day.
Yes. You know, the whole entire city was alive. It was amazing. Yeah. And then they had the parade the next day. So I took off work and we went to the parade and we just got like drunk all day. And so we come back to the apartment and we like knock out, right? And I just, for some reason, I couldn't sleep. And he was just like hugging me, right? We were cuddling. And so his phone was right next to me. And so was his thumbprint. And something went over me. I don't know what it was. I was just like, I just know something's wrong. Like this motherfucker is doing something. So I don't know why I did it, but I used his thumb and I opened his phone and I saw messages from a girl. And I was like, absolutely the fuck not. I looked over at him. He was so peaceful. And I was like, wake up. Like, I yelled at him. I was like, wake up. And we like got into the biggest fight ever. He left the apartment for the weekend. Anyways, I still forgave him, came back, right? So then flash forward to like 2 months later, I went to my parents' house for the weekend, but we have a dog. So we have the pet cam, right? Mm-hmm. And so usually I just like turn it off when Pixel's not with me. But for some reason, I was like, I'm going away. I'm just going to like leave it on. And I like, he didn't realize I left it on. And so I was creeping on him. And I kept texting him. I'm like, where are you? And he's like, oh, I'm just home relaxing. And I'm like, no, you're not. I didn't say that. But I was like, oh, okay, interesting. I kept checking on him all night. And he was like, yeah, hey, babe, like, I'm finally home. Like, he like went out with some friends after and came back. And he was like, hey, babe, like, I'm finally home. Love you. Good night. Whatever. And I checked that thing. He was not home. I was like, he's lying to me. I kept checking until I fell asleep at like 3 or 4 in the morning. And the next morning I looked at like 7 a.m. He still wasn't home. And I was like, where are you? What are you doing? And he literally was just like, you just never trust me. I'm at home. Like, what do you mean? What am I doing? Like, why are you asking me all these questions? And he was just like gaslighting me so hard. And finally he got home at like 8 a.m. I saw him walk in. I called him and I was like, you haven't been home. Like, why are you lying to me? And he just hung up the phone on me and I saw it on the cam. And he goes, fucking bitch. And like threw the phone. And I was like, oh my God. I know. I was like, this dude. And so I was so angry and I didn't say anything to him until I got back home the next day. And I was like, so I had the pet cam on. And I saw what you were doing. Like, you weren't home. Like, just tell me the truth. Where were you? And okay, first of all, he didn't cheat, apparently. But he said he was gambling. He was, like, at a casino. And I was like, what? What would you do in that instant? Would you believe him? Like, I don't.
Wait.
I was like, what?
So he didn't cheat?
No, or... I think I found out later that he did. So in that moment, yeah, he lied to me because in that moment I was like, okay. And I kind of believed him because I just wanted to stay in the relationship and like I was ignoring the red flags 100%. But I decided to stay with him. And then when we finally broke up, he confessed it to me and he was like, yeah, I've kind of been cheating on you the whole time. And I was like,
did he admit that? Did he admit that the night where he lied that he was at a casino that he cheated that night?
He did because he was with another person at the casino. So I guess he was telling the half truth, but I was like, wow. Wowza. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, but
I've.
Yeah, that's kind of insane. I feel like if your gut feeling is saying like something's off and you have to do those things like check on the person you're dating, like, yeah, it's probably because they're doing something sneaky. I mean, every time that I've caught a partner cheating, it's because I felt this like gut feeling to like check the phone.
Mm-hmm. Like absolutely. And
but
you
I've
always
done that.
Something.
I've done that where one of my exes, I used his thumbprint when he was sleeping to open his phone.
Yes. And I hate when I do it. I like I'm not proud of doing that, but it is like you said, it is like that you get that gut feeling and that intuition that something is off and their behavior is just like erratic or different and you just have to check and almost always you find something.
100%. Every time that I've gone through a guy's phone, like my gut feeling was like, just check it. Mm-hmm. I've always found like crazy shit.
Yeah. We're like, we're not the crazy ones. You're the crazy one.
Yeah.
Wait, what's your relationship history like?
I dated like a lot.
Are you a serial dater?
I was back in the day, but none of my relationships are longer than a year. I don't know if that's like a red flag, but a lot of the reason why for that is because I moved around quite a bit in my 20s. So I went from Chicago to San Francisco and then to Atlanta and then to Boston and then back to Chicago. And then I started casting for Love is Blind. So it just made it really hard. Like, for example, in Atlanta, I met my ex, my boyfriend at the time, like 4 months in, but then I moved 8 months after our relationship started. And then we kind of dated when I was in Boston, but I was just like, I don't even know where I'm going next. I don't know if I'm going back to Atlanta. I'm probably going to go back to Chicago. So there's like, you know, kind of like no point in us continuing on. So I feel like that was always a big reason. I also did a lot of like long distance relationships. Like a big one is, you know, I met one of my exes in Portugal and he was based in another state, North Carolina at the time when I was living in Massachusetts and Boston. And so it's just like, it was just like none of my relationships were sustainable because of location. Yeah. And also me just like moving around so much.
Right. And if it was the right person, I feel like it might have worked out, but it just wasn't in the cards. And it's okay. Yeah. Did you learn a lot from your relationships though? Because I feel like for me, because I was in such long relationships for such a long period of time, it's harder to figure out like what you're looking for in a partner because I'm such a settler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was wondering, like, for you, did you learn a lot about like who you want your partner to be?
Yeah, I think so, because I dated so many different personalities and all the men that I've dated were so, so different. So I think for each one, I learned, okay, this is something I really like. This is something I need in a relationship. What I learned about myself, though, at the time, I think I have like this avoidant attachment in relationship style. Like I don't know. Or at the time I did. I don't know if that's the right term to use, but like it's something my therapist brought up. But I would like be in a relationship and I would start just like kind of like closing off and kind of like losing feelings right away. I don't know. There was something wrong with me back then.
Back then. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But okay. I don't know if like Love is Blind changed me a little bit where I'm now like, okay, I need a it just kind of forced me to be more like open, I think, and like build like a sustainable foundation in like a relationship to, you know, have something longer term. But in my 20s, I was just like a freaking like butterfly. I was like everywhere pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, I love that. I think Love is Blind definitely opened up my eyes too to like figure out what I deserve, because again, I like I'm such a people pleaser and such like a person to settle in relationships where I'm just like, oh, I guess like innately he's a good person, so I'm going to stick it out. But, you know, I don't really look for people who I deserve, you know, who are like on the same playing field, I guess you could say, because that relationship of 6 years, that dude didn't even have a job. Like I was sustaining us for a while. And so it's like, I was just compromising on so many ends, but I think Love is Blind definitely has helped me figure out that like I need to, you know, just like I said, not settle and make sure that like I'm not going to compromise on the characteristics that I look for in a partner. I think that's like the biggest thing.
All right, next question. Do you think being on Love is Blind hinders or helps your dating life?
Ooh, I think a little bit of both.
Yes, I know. Honestly, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it helps in the sense that like there's a wider pool of people that you can kind of, you know, find. Is that the term? But it hinders you in the sense that like obviously it like people know that you're from Love is Blind. So it's hard to weed out the people who are there for the wrong reasons. So yeah. Are you on the same page?
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. I think Love is Blind helps in that, I won't lie, after doing the show, I have gotten hit on way more than I ever have in my entire life. And I think it's the fact that, you know, men have either seen us on the show and really liked our personalities. And obviously, it exposes your face to so many more men around the world. or they just like the fact that you did like reality TV and you're like kind of put in a like on a pedestal in their mind. I think it hinders me in that same thing. Like I always think about like, are they just dating me because I was on a reality TV show and they just like, you know,
clout.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though we bring no clout to the table.
No, literally.
Or I have dated men where they're turned off that I did a reality TV show. Like I think they negatively stereotype me, the fact that I even did reality TV. Like they think I must be like shallow, like kind of stupid for like doing it, like all this stuff. Mm. So I think in that way it definitely hinders for sure.
Yeah. Dude, I have met so many hot men at the bars though that come up to you and they're like, are you Deep T from Love is Blind? And I'm like, are you my next ex?
Are you Mr. Right Now?
Yes. Are you? I was like, hello.
Yeah. Yeah. You always know when like the really, really hot guys that are like, you could never get if you didn't do the show, when they start talking to you, that's when I start thinking, I was like, do you just like the fact that I was on reality TV?
You're right. We're a little bit more attractive to some on the scale now.
Yeah. So yes, life does change. Just to confirm, when you do a reality TV show and you get an okay portrayal, like it does change your dating life. I will say, if we got different edits, like let's say we were edited to be like the villains, I think we would have a different story to tell.
Yeah.
From what I've
maybe
just based on like conversations I've had from people across, you know, the Love is Blind seasons who are edited like much more negatively than we were, or from other reality TV shows, if they got like the villain edit, they said like men are mostly turned off because they're like, you know, especially if they came off like a little crazy.
That's kind of interesting. I would think like some men love crazy. Actually, a lot of men like crazy. In my friend group, the guys are like mostly attracted to crazy. And I'm like, are you okay? Really? Like she's out of her mind. Like, are you all right? No, but seriously, they do. I'm like, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, our next question is, would either of you date another reality TV star? Dun, dun, dun.
I have. I have.
Whomst?
I can't say his name out of respect for him, but I have privately dated another reality TV star, and it was interesting. I don't know what to say. Like, I did it.
Would you do it again?
I do think that reality TV stars tend to date amongst each other because there is like this feeling of like safeness and bond because they went through a similar experience. Mm-hmm. And so like when we were off of Love is Blind and when the show was also coming out, like it's not like we were under so much stress. Like it's a lot when people are like talking about you online and you start feeling like self-conscious a little bit. And so to have a partner who could relate to that is like really, really nice. And just understanding the complexities of being on a TV show. I don't know if I would do it again. Like, I won't knock it. What I didn't like is he was also an influencer. And I don't know. It's like, dude, being an influencer sometimes, it's weird because you're going off of, like, I don't know. I just didn't like that we were both in the same position.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense. It's one thing because, like you said, you're like, there's this level of understanding when you date another reality TV person or an influencer because they're in this space. But you also see kind of two sides to them, like who they appear to be on Instagram or social media can sometimes be very different to who they are in real life, you know? And so it's like, yeah, there's just some positives and negatives to it, you know? But I think I would date somebody if the connection was there and if it was real. Like, who knows? Who am I to knock out if my soulmate is meant to be another reality TV star? Who am I to deny that? Right?
It's so crazy. It's just, like, not me. Like, I feel like the personalities when you are, like, an influencer. So I dated someone who was on reality TV, and then I dated someone who was on who's popular on TikTok. And it is just It's weird. Like, it's, I don't know how to explain it because, like, I feel like there's kind of this like certain like personality where you have to be, have narcissistic traits to like be on social media and have a big following that you either already have or you developed. And so mm-hmm. I didn't like that because like my typical, like my ideal type is someone who is like more quiet, more private, even though I may not be, but that's who I'm attracted to. And like, you can't really find that in the, like, in like this social media world.
Yeah. You dated two people.
I know. Well, that's cause they from just that like,
space.
That's just cause they like slid into the DMs and I was like, why not? Like,
why not?
But I'm okay. Chance. Like I said this earlier, it feels a little bit safer because one time I went on a date with someone who just like randomly asked me out at the bar. And this was like 5 months after our show came out. After our first date, he does not know this, but he works at the same company as my friend. And he walked in, they work on the same floor. And mm-hmm. he didn't know that she was my friend. Like, and they're not on the same team, so they work on the same floor. And she overheard him talking about his date with me. And like, I get it. Like people share that like at work or with their friends, like, oh, I went on a date with that, you know, this person. But it just feels weird when it's like, I went on a date with Natalie from Love is Blind. Like, here's what she had to say. And so I get when reality TV stars date other reality TV stars, it just feels safer. Yeah. Cause you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, they respect privacy a little yeah. bit more.
Dude, can I just tell you, I was joking around with the person that I'm kind of talking to right now. And we were joking and I was like, I can't like do this or I can't say this because you're going to have like texts or whatever. And I was like, you're going to have to sign an NDA. And I was joking with him. But honestly, if it turns sour and you like are not dating this person forever, you never know. So yeah, I get what you mean by safe space. Yeah.
It's like, what if they make a TikTok on you? I don't know. Yes. It's like, that's a
and
real
thing.
And
all your text messages. Yeah. It's happened to us before.
Yeah. I know. I mean, so it's just like, it's crazy. But how about you? Have you dated a reality TV star?
I have not. I haven't. Well, if you don't count the ex from Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know if you count that, but besides that.
Would you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would. Like you said, it's like an even playing field. There's a lot of similarities of what we're going through. And I think that connects you and it bonds you in a way. And it can also tear you apart, but it might be exciting. So, yeah, I think I would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Another question we received, how would you rate yourselves as a date?
Honestly, I'd give myself a 10 out of 10. You know what I always say to my friends? I either put in overtime or undertime, but I make sure that date is amazing.
Really? Like, are you Absolutely. That person that when you go on a first date, you always get a second date?
100%. I wow. usually end up like in a relationship with them. That's why I don't date often. Because I'm just like, yep, okay, we're dating. We're like in a relationship soon. But no, I would rate myself high on that end.
I would give myself like a 4 out of 10.
Shut up.
I'm a solid 4. I'm the worst conversationalist. I don't know how to flirt. Like, oh my gosh.
I would love to be a fly on the wall.
I keep everything so like corporate and professional. Like, I don't know how to change that about myself. Like, I don't know how to be like flirty and like cute.
So like after the date, you're like, should we circle back on this?
Yeah. Should we be like, should we come back to this? Like, I don't know how to, I don't even know how to do it via text. Like, I don't know how to be flirty. I'm very like cut and dry. But so sometimes like I've like come off like extremely boring. I won't lie, I've always gotten a second date for the most part. There was this one date, though. I think I told you about this. This is why I'm a bad dater. Where I was dating a guy, and he took me to a restaurant, and I told him he could choose the order. Like, I was like, I don't know what I want, you order. And he ordered, like, a lot of things with cheese in it. Like, just a lot of freaking dairy, and I'm lactose intolerant. And this is when I was in my 20s and I didn't really care that I was lactose intolerant. I was like, I'll eat whatever. Like, it's a, you know, like sometimes it'll be bad, but whatever. And we had plans to meet up with his friends afterward. near the end of the dinner, I just feel like unwell. I'm like, oh my gosh, like my stomach hurts. And he goes, oh, like what's wrong? Did you eat something bad? And I didn't want to say that. I was like, no, I think it's more of like a muscle ache, but it was actually, you know, like my stomach was churning. Like I was like, oh, this is like the, there's a little happening up in there. But he lived three blocks. He lived three blocks away from the restaurant. So he's like, how about we just go over to my place and just like chill. I could give you an Advil. And then, you know, if you feel better, we could like go meet up with my friends. Go back to his place. I take an Advil, even though I knew I didn't need it. I probably needed like a lactaid pill instead. And I'm sitting on the couch just like holding my stomach. And so I was in so much pain. I was literally sweating. I was like, can I just sit here? I must have fallen asleep because I wake up like 3 hours later. It's like 11 p.m. He's also asleep on the couch, just like sitting upright next to me. And I go use the bathroom. You know, like I go, like I, and I was like, oh, I feel so much better. I go to fucking flush. It's not flushing.
Oh,
I
clogged. My God.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's not the fact that I clogged it. The flushing thing.
The little
what
flushing
is it called?
Thing wasn't working.
Yeah. Didn't work. It was just like
flapping.
Yeah, you
just have to push the thing on the lid. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I know that like when that happens, you lift up the toilet lid and you could like, you know, put like pull something thing up. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know then. Okay. And so I was like, what do I do? Like, what do I do? And
what did you do?
I left.
No, I know.
I literally secretly left. I met him on a dating app. So I unmatched him, blocked him on everything. And I left, never heard from, I even blocked him on LinkedIn. Weren't even LinkedIn friends. I just was like, he can't find me ever. I just need to like disappear from this life.
I'm crying.
And
that's so good.
And then a year and a half later, I met up with one of my girlfriend's coworkers. And so we all kind of like met up. Him and his group of friends and like my group of friends, we all met up at like a bar and she was like, oh, like this is my coworker, blah, blah. They start telling a story about how one of their buddies like dated this girl who like clogged his fucking toilet and just ghosted him. And they call her like shit and run or one shit wonder. And I'm like listening to this story and one of my friends looks at me and she's like, are they talking about you? Cause they knew about the story. And she's like, I think they're talking about you.
Oh my God, I'm crying. It's
and
so anyway, good.
And they're like, yeah, like she's so gross. Like, who does that? Like, they're saying all this
shit
stuff.
Run.
And I'm just standing there like, ha! I was like, I agree. What a psycho. I wonder if he watched Love is Blind. And he's just
I'm
like,
sure.
Wait, that's the girl. That's a girl
like,
that.
That's shit and run.
Yeah, that's the one shit wonder. But here's the thing.
Good.
This is why I hate
I
did Love is Blind sometimes and I'm dating after the show. Because imagine if I did Love is Blind and did that. Then he'd be like, that's Natalie from Love is Blind. But
yeah.
I didn't. And now I was just like an anonymous girl. So, you know, like I
Not
could get
anymore.
Away with it.
Not anymore. You better be careful where you shit.
Anyways, based on what happened, actually, I changed my rating to a 2 out of 10.
That brought the rating down, honestly. That story did.
Okay, well, next question.
If a man actually did that to me, I would also be very fucking pissed off. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Why I hope he's so happy. I hope he's happy, really met the love of his life. I hope he laughed at me watching me do a dumbass reality TV show. You know, that was my karma. Okay.
Everything is on an even playing field.
He probably watched my wedding episode and he's probably like, she deserved that. After what she did to my bathroom,
karma,
she deserved
karma
all
is
that.
A bitch. Karma is a bitch. I'm dead. Oh my God.
Okay.
Next question. What are your ideal types?
What's yours?
Dude, this kind of sucks and I hate admitting it, but I really, really like a reformed bad boy.
What?
Yeah. Like I've dated
That's
well,
a
to
worse
be fair, I have,
type.
I know. Okay, I've dated men who are very stable and like very sweet, like buy me flowers and just are the sweetest, kindest humans ever. and I get really bored. I get so bored, but I love a little bit of an asshole. Like, he's kind of an asshole, but he's nice to me, you know, kind of like not a bad guy, but like, that's why I need a reformed bad boy. Like, he's done the bad things, but now he's like settling in, has some tattoos, rides a motorcycle. Like, is that terrible? I don't know why.
Okay. Yeah, because the last few times you did that, it didn't work out very well for you.
I know. I'm trying something new now. I'm trying something out that's new. Can I just find like a nice guy that's also a bad boy, like has two sides to him, you know? There's a level of balance, you know? Like,
Here's the thing, when you try to go for reformed bad boys, they're still a bad boy, most likely. I feel like you thought you were going for reformed bad boys in the past, but they're still bad boys.
You don't think so? You don't think so that they can be reformed? I feel like you could find reformed
bad boys. I think it takes I'm sure there are. But I feel like for you, you think they're reformed, but they're not. The bad boy.
Damn. Why am I attracted to toxic? That's bad. Okay. I'm going to try to change that, but we'll see. So if there's anyone out there listening who has a reformed bad boy that's a bachelor in their lives or are a reformed bad boy, please send me a DM.
You'll get zero
DMs. Podcast is going to be literally the podcast is going to be our new dating app.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Okay, what's your type? What's your type?
Not reformed bad boy is all I can that's all I can say. I feel like I don't really have a type. I will say, like, physically I've dated across the board, like, you know, but
all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, but I feel like one thing I definitely do look for is someone who is like more on the quieter side and is very kind, not nice. Like, it's just like a kind, morally right person.
I like that.
But I definitely date quieter, which is kind of crazy considering the partner I was with on Love is Blind. And then I do like someone who I wouldn't say necessarily has like a high paying job, but they have a job that they are really good at and they're like motivated to do well in that job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that matters a lot to me now, because I do think that, you know, finances and money plays a big role in a marriage, and I just never want that to be an issue. I know things happen, obviously, but I was like, I don't want to be with someone who like has no motivation to like contribute to the household in the future. So I definitely do look for that. Like, he doesn't have to make tons of money, but I want him to be like motivated to like work and like work hard.
Yeah. And be financially stable. I always say that too.
Financially stable.
Mm-hmm. I always say that too, is like, if like anything happens to either of us, like, we should be okay. You know what I mean? Like, I can support you or you can support me if anything does go wrong. But
yeah,
I like that. And yeah, I feel like, you know, as we get into our 30s, I'm definitely changing in what I look for in a man now. And it's not what it was in the 20s. That's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah. Dude, 20s, right? I would date literally anyone. Unhinged. I was like, you are 200K in debt? Whatever. Like, who cares? So young. Like, oh, we'll figure it out. And now, like, in my 30s, I'm like, do you know how to manage your finances? Score? Yeah, I was like, yeah. What's your credit score? What kind of debt are we working with? Do you have a payment plan for that? And do you know how to manage your finances? Right. If he doesn't have all of that, I'm like, I'm out. I was like,
yeah, I don't need that baggage.
I was like, on to the next accountant. But I do like more like, I definitely like more like quieter, private people. That's kind of my type.
Okay, next question. What initially attracted you to your exes on the show? You go first.
Man, I can't remember. I can't remember what initially attracted me to my ex. I do think that we had really, like, he's a very good conversationalist, so everything felt very easy. I think that I liked his close relationship with his family, because I'm so close with my family. And so I was like, oh, like, you know, I love that you say I love you to your mom and like, you know, your family is so supportive, like things like that. So I really liked that. But I do think that like looking back on everything, there was definitely like, I definitely felt like pushed to match with him. Like I was definitely like, felt like people were saying like, oh my God, you guys are perfect for each other, which made me think like we were good for each other when looking back, we weren't. What about you?
There was a lot of things actually. And also which ex?
Let's talk about the first ex.
There's a lot of similarities with our upbringing. The fact that we both were born in India, we're immigrants here. We went through kind of similar childhood experiences and our love for music. And there was just a lot of like good there, I guess you could say. But obviously personality traits come into play and there's a lot more to life than just like connecting on that level. So there's definitely reasons why that didn't work out, obviously. But yeah, I think it just initially, there's just a lot of similarities with our interests and our background.
Yeah. If you could re-choose anyone from our season to get engaged to, who do you think you would have chosen? Like that is, as us now looking back on everything.
That is such a loaded question. I have no idea. I would choose Ayana.
I would choose you or Ayana.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I would have definitely, I definitely would have chosen Rocky.
Yes, Rocky is a good one.
And I definitely, or I would have chosen Joey.
Okay. Okay.
And okay. I don't think any of those two relationships would have ultimately worked out, but I think it wouldn't have been this like toxic mess that I found myself into like after the show and that still continues on today. Like I think Rocky and I would have had like a really great friendship along with Joey and I. Yeah. Like it would have just been like.
Can we expand it to all the seasons? Who would have you have picked?
See, I don't know because like we don't, I don't like the men that we saw on TV. Like I don't, we don't know them. Like, yeah, like we only see like a snippet. So it's hard to say. What about you?
I don't know why I asked that question. Cause there's still no one. There's still not one person.
Okay. So would you have not chosen anyone to get re-engaged to from our season?
I don't think so. I don't know who I would have. It was just between Kyle and Shake. There's no one else. I would have chosen Kyle just to see how it would have gone. Cause we joke about it sometimes. We're like, oh, we would have gotten
knowing,
married.
Like knowing now, we like know from now. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. There's no one. The two ones that I had were the two ones that I dated and I'm donezo.
You would have just sent your ass home. You've been like, I'm out of here.
I was like, I'm out of here. I tried.
Have you dated anyone since Love is Blind? Well, we kind of already got into that a little bit. I've dated three people since the show came out.
I think me too, actually. I think me too, but they weren't like serious at all. It was just like a fun little flings.
Yeah. I had the other reality TV show star and then someone, another content creator, and then I dated someone else. And
My favorite was dating my Dr. Boat Daddy, is what I like to call him.
Ew, I hate that. Dr. Boat Daddy. Oh, you know, calling Ben Daddy, just, I'm done with that.
There's a place in Chicago, we call it the Playpen. Not a lot of people know about it, weirdly. And you just take your boat out and you just have beautiful views of the city. And it's just like one big party. You tie up boats and whatnot. But it's just a joke that you call the person driving the boat your boat daddy. It's just a joke, okay?
I hate that.
It is. It's really cringy, but it's really funny. It's even funny because on Father's Day, there's like memes that go around that are like, don't forget to wish your boat daddy a happy Father's Day.
I hate that. I don't like that at all.
It's just hilarious. It's funny. It's funny.
I didn't even let out a chuckle. I didn't think it was funny at all.
Oh, there's a chuckle.
Okay. Okay, next question. What kind of reactions have you gotten from men who found out you did a reality TV show? So I guess this is an instance when you're dating someone and then you tell them you did Love is Blind or they find out you did. That's happened to me twice.
And what was the reaction?
So this guy asked me out, but it was at a bar, and I assumed it's because he knew me from the show. Like, he had watched the show, mm-hmm. but he had no idea. And then I think someone came up asking to, like, take a photo with me. And then he was like, huh? And so I had to tell him. So that was the instance where he was like, I kind of don't like that. I don't like that you did a reality TV show.
That's so funny.
Yeah. He was like, not what? About it.
That's so interesting. Mine was the opposite. He didn't know. I was on a date and he didn't know that I was doing, that I did the reality TV show at all. And I think someone said, like, yelled, Deep T, I love you, or something like that, like as they were walking by or something. And he was like, what? What was that? And so I told him and he was like, oh my God, that's so cool. But then what happens is the next half an hour is spent talking about the reality TV show. And I'm like, bro, remember when you were super into me and just not the show? Let's go back to that.
I mean, it's definitely a cool fact to say you did it. And like, it I'm sure they have questions, but yeah, I mean, I never thought like it would ever be like a big deal, but mm-hmm. again, like the guy I went on a date with who had like an issue with it, I think he just was like, I just don't want to date someone who's, again, I think this shows like he was not my person, but he's like, I don't want to like be with someone who like did a reality TV show.
Yeah. You know what my like, favorite thing, my favorite thing ever is going on dates or talking to guys that have never, like they know that you're on a reality TV show, but they've never watched it. So it's just like fun. And
okay.
I'm like, oh, I love it.
If you dated, let's say a guy who did a reality TV show, would you mm-hmm. watch it? Like if you hadn't watched it, would you go watch it? I think I would watch it 100. If I got really serious about him, but I think I would look him up on Google first. Like I wouldn't watch it, but I'd be like, give me like the general summary of like what happened with this guy.
Honestly, I probably would end the date early to go watch it immediately right then and there. I'd be like, yep, let me go find out what you're all about.
And I would never funny. Admit that I watched it. I'd be like, what? I haven't watched it yet. Crazy.
Yeah, I was like, tell me what's going on.
So yeah, funny. Literally.
Okay, our last question. Would you ever do Love is Blind again to find love?
No.
Why? Come on.
It's the fact that it's a reality TV show. So I feel like there's like in the casting, they look for people who not only are like genuine, but then there's also this mix of people who would like make really good TV and are kind of like chaotic. And I just couldn't put my heart on the line in such a serious nature again, like I did for Love is Blind. I think it like really messed with me for a really long time, knowing it. I feel like Love is Blind is so different from other dating shows because like the potential of marriage is at the very end. And I think just the concept of the show of falling in love with someone's like character and personality leads to like a really strong bond that in my case specifically, that like, you know, just like my heart was just like too shattered during that entire process. I just couldn't do it again.
Yeah. No, I feel that. You know, as you were talking, I was trying to decide what my answer would be. And I think I'm leaning towards a yes, weirdly. I think I would do it again just because, you know, sometimes you have to take risks to find love. But and through the process of doing it the first time around, I did learn so much about myself and what I'm looking for in a person. And I feel like I could, if I did it again, I would go stronger and, I don't know, just be able to deal with the situations more. And weirdly, I do well in high stress environments.
Yeah, you
and,
do.
And yes, it would take a toll on me for sure, but I think it might be worth it to find love.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I would do another dating show that wasn't as fully serious, but oh man, for me, I think because Love is Blind was so serious for me that it just, I was like, I feel like I just can't do it again.
That's so funny because I could never do a casual dating show. Never. Could you imagine our mothers watching us kiss multiple men? Absolutely not. My mom would lose her mind.
Yeah, true. Same. Yeah. I was like, but also, I feel like I'm 31.
Yeah. Excuse me, Mom. I'm 32. You can't. No. But
even okay. Me talking about intimacy on Love Is Blind, like a little bit, and my parents were like,
"What are you doing?
Like, what is wrong with you?" And I was like, "Are you kidding me?" I was like, "I was literally, I'm old AF."
I had to tell my mom which parts to forward through, but it made her want to watch them more. I was like, "No, Mother, don't do it." My dad, he's like, "I don't care about this show. I'm never watching it." Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, well, that was all the questions that we received. That was kind of fun.
That was fun. I like that. Yeah. Me too. Should we close it out?
Can I ask, what's your relationship status now? Should we just share with everyone?
Yeah, let's do it. I am kind of talking to somebody and I really like him, but we have it's a long distance thing, but honestly, I really enjoy, talking to him. I met him last year. So what about you? What are you up to?
You know me, just dating around.
Oh, you guys, it's so funny, but Natalie has been bullying me. Just kidding. She's not bullying me. She's been trying to convince me to get on Hinge, and I think I'm going to do it. It sounds like I haven't been on Hinge in like 3.5 years now. So I think it would be fun to get back into it just to see what's out there. Maybe find somebody local.
Literally, honestly, like, look, I think it'd be so fun. What would you put as your job title on Hinge?
I would put author, TEDx speaker, and content creator.
Not podcast host?
Oh, yeah, podcast host. Duh. There's some levels. Okay. Forget the TEDx talk. I'll do podcast host, author, content creator. Is that what you put like podcast host? Mm-hmm. Love that.
Anyways.
Everyone's like, what podcast?
Yeah. And it was like, I can't find it anywhere. I was like, we only have 5 listeners. So.
Okay. So anyways, well, we loved getting all these questions. And I think I really like this format, Nat. It's fun.
Well, this was such a fun episode. We loved being able to answer your questions, and hopefully this gave you some insight in terms of what dating is like for us post Love Is Blind, but also what dating is like in general for reality TV show stars. So we're kind of glad that we were able to do this.
So please continue sending all of your fun stories and your questions and your comments to our Instagram page at Out of the Pods.
And make sure you leave a review and subscribe. See you next Monday.
Bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.